People underestimate what technology is actually going to do to the industry. It is going to be a revolution.
Welcome to Speaking Insurance, a weekly podcast where we talk with successful insurance and risk management professionals to gain some insight into their success and talk about the topics that are relevant to you. This is Speaking Insurance. This week, we're talking about the future of insurance and how the technological revolution is changing the landscape of our industry. We're joined today by Rafal Walkowitz, Co-Chief Executive Officer of Willis Capital Markets and Advisory. So, Rafal, you recently gave a presentation at this year's Entrepreneurial Insurance Symposium on the topic of the future of insurance. What is the one thing that you hope that participants took away from your presentation?
Well, I think that obviously everybody is aware of technological change and how it drives changes in insurance and other industries. And it's sort of obvious. But I think that the change that is driven by the technological revolution is going to be much more profound than just an incremental improvement or even incremental changes in different products. I think that the underlying function of insurance as an industry is going to change. So, you know, for many hundreds of years, it was always been just, you know, paying claims, right? Mm-hmm. Managing volatility, really. And only secondary function was mitigating risk. I think it's going to flip. I think that 20 years from now, insurance companies will focus on mitigation of risk rather than managing volatility. And it's a very big change because it changes completely how you think about your product.
Anything else within the future of insurance that you think is going to be revolutionary or completely change the industry from what it is today?
Well, I mean, it is going to be a revolution. I mean, insurance industry, and I would probably offend a lot of people in the industry, but really didn't change much in the last 200 years. Now we are on the verge of a huge shift. So let me give you an example. If you think about technological revolution in other industries, let's take digital photography, right? Let's take Kodak. You would say, well, they disappeared because they were just not embracing the change. They were not able to innovate outside of film photography. It's not true. They actually pioneered digital photography as well. It's just very difficult to cut the branch you sit on and say, well, now I'm going to put my best resources on something else. I don't care that 90% of my revenue is going to get destroyed by this new technology that I'm working on, but I'm going to take this bet. The same thing will happen with insurance, because if you think about an organization that's set up mentally to pay claims, underwrite risk, help people manage volatility of their, whether it's cash flows or whatever it is, both on enterprise side and individual side, quite frankly. And then this organization has to accept a complete shift in underlying value proposition and say, well, rather than taking premium and paying claims, I will make sure that the premium pie in the industry is going to get lower. I will allow people to partner with me, my customers to partner with me to help them mitigate risk that they face in different walks of life and business. So that's huge for me, at least.
So with new people coming into insurance, you know, as you say, as the industry is changing and this revolution is about to take place, what advice would you give to these people coming in? You know, what do they need to be focused on today that will help them in the future of the business?
Well, you know, there are interesting studies out there how hiring in the insurance industry is going to change. So right now, 10% of new hires in traditional insurance companies come from non-traditional backgrounds for insurance. That is, you know, database managers, programmers, modelers. It's 10%. It's estimated to reach 50% by 2020, right? Which is right around the corner. So, you know, it's a huge shift, right? You cannot enter this industry thinking that underwriting skills or, you know, agent skills or whatever else on the traditional side will take you, you know, further for the next 50 years, right? It's not going to happen. You have to be open-minded. You have to look at this non-traditional industries, how they are going to be partnering with insurance companies, how they are going to promote their own agenda for the next 10, 20, 30 years. I think that's actually true for any industry now. The world is becoming more, interdisciplinary. You just have to remember that. You have to be open-minded.
So on the carrier side, there's obviously been a lot of mergers and acquisitions with a lot of big names out there. Do you think that continues, or do you think that's winding down? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it is somewhat cyclical. It's always been. But if you look at transactions, I mean, it happens to be that a lot of them happened, and the large transaction happened in the last, 12 to 18 months. So people say, well, there is this consolidation frenzy. But if you actually look at the transactions, each one of them, there's really no universal theme why they are happening. So it's not like this one universal theme will play itself out and M&A will stop. There will be different reasons for M&A. Now, what I would say that one big difference between what's happening now and what I thought was possible even 3-5 years ago is the way that Wall Street looks at these transactions. So let me explain that. If you would ask me 5 years back M&A context, what tangible book value dilution can an insurance company, an acquirer, take in the context of a transaction? I would say, well, 5%, maybe a little bit more if there's a really big strategic argument behind it. But it's difficult to, in the industry that returns, 10%, right? It's difficult to argue that you can take this big bet, 10, 15% tangible book value dilution, and then earn it back for your shareholders over the course of, 10, 15 years, right? Now it changed. If you look at two big deals, one XL Catlin, 15% dilution, then Ace Chubb, even more, 25% dilution of tangible book value for shareholders. And then response of Wall Street analysts and investors, very positive. The paradigm is changing here, and that will extend this wave of consolidation that we face right now. So, I mean, it's a very interesting market. Insurance all of a sudden is very exciting. We can see it from the number of resumes that we get in WCMA. It's good for all of us.
So let's focus on you for a minute and your background. Tell us how you became CEO of Willis Capital Markets.
Yes, so I spent over 15 years in this industry. I actually started in Poland in a very interesting time when capital markets were created in the country. I started as stockbroker there, investment banking boutique. It was not focused on any particular industry, but had a retail brokerage arm and sort of banking boutique, mostly doing IPOs. I ran it for 6 years. I sold it, and I always felt that I'm sort of reinventing the wheel every day. The market is being created. You have to create tools for yourself every day. But these tools exist somewhere else. So I was very curious and wanted to go to a more developed capital market and see how it's done. So it was sort of maybe an unusual path from that perspective. But I came here to the US to business school, and after that I joined Goldman Sachs. I spent there over 10 years doing insurance investment banking. And last year I was asked to join Willis's team, and the rest is history.
So now, you've obviously been very successful in your career. What are the things that you turn to, or factors that you feel have helped you to be successful?
Well, I think that if I would give you one word, it will be execution, right? It's exciting and interesting to be strategic and to come up with great ideas and think about your career in this case and plan where do you want to get. You have to do all that, but it's worth nothing if you don't execute on your plan, right? So relentless pursuit of whatever you are trying to accomplish. Focus on execution, being organized, and trying to really push your agenda. That's the most important thing. You see a lot of people out there that are very smart, very smart. They have great ideas, but never are able to get them anywhere right? And particularly in a current business environment, you know, if you look at leaders, you know, you look at successful leaders of the 70s or 80s, and they were just big personalities and people that were just, you know, others like to follow them. It is still important, but current managers, current leaders are much more skewed towards execution and just pursuing something and pushing the agenda. So
what excites you about insurance and risk management?
Well, I mean, you know, it's a very important industry, right? You can argue that there's no business without insurance, right? So that's very exciting. What's happening right now is very exciting. So the future of insurance and changing of the underlying function of the industry is one thing. But if you look at what capital markets are doing to insurance industry as well, securitization, right? A third of cat property risk is now securitized, right? And again, that's the easiest to securitize segment of the market. But there will be more. In, you know, 10 years, you will see cat bonds equivalents being issued on many different classes of risk, right? So that's an interesting dynamic as well. The whole change of how value is being created in the industry. So, you know, now you have an agent or risk originator, a bunch of brokers and agents in the middle, and then a corporation, right? Who says that in the future, this linkage cannot be much simpler? I don't know if it's going to be brokers or, reinsurers or insurers in the middle, but you don't need 2, 3, 4 intermediaries to connect risk origination with capital, right? And that's from where I sit, probably top of my agenda. How do we think about playing that trend? So, you know, a lot happening, very exciting, and I'm very grateful to be a part of this change and live in this exciting time.
Definitely. So as we mentioned, you gave a presentation last September at the Entrepreneurial Insurance Symposium, and that was your first time attending the symposium, correct?
Correct.
So what do you feel like you got out of it, or what did you gain from attending?
Well, it's interesting because there is a lot of talk about technology, but I feel that people underestimate a little bit of what technology is actually going to do to the industry, because it's fairly difficult already to understand what, you know, these different technologies that are entering insurance are, how they work, what they mean. And you can get preoccupied with a sort of this incremental change that the technology drives. And what was interesting to me is that in particularly conversations between the sessions, there's a number of people that see beyond that, and see how the change that's occurring right now might not be just incremental, might be not just a sustainable innovation, but disruptive innovation. Now, a very interesting topic for this group for this year and probably many years to come is what do you do about that, right? Because obviously you have to identify a problem or a challenge to fix it. But fixing this particular problem is very difficult, right? We heard a lot about, you know, large corporations, AIG, having hundreds and hundreds of people in their science department trying to figure out how to use technology. Now, that is great, and I'm sure a lot of value will be created in the process, but it still doesn't mean that the industry as a whole will be able to, you know, just switch the lever and say, well, we are going to do it completely different way, even if we need to compromise, our revenue sources as they look today. So that was an interesting aspect of the conversations that I had.
Thanks, Rafal. You can watch Rafal's full presentation on the future of insurance right here on the Knowledge Alliance. Also visit einsurancesymposium.com to find more information on this annual event that brings hundreds of insurance professionals together in Dallas, Texas every September. This is Speaking Insurance.